A lot of firsts on this Tom Green podcast over the last week or so. The first time I will preview a Lions playoff game on these airwaves. The first time I have talked about a Michigan National Championship on these airwaves. Check out the separate show that I produced about that. And the first time we're having a show, technically the second time because of the Michigan National Championship, but the third time, one of those days, the third time we're producing a show in 2024. So far, 2024 has produced a lot of good things to the Michigan natives, to the Michigan fans. And that is a Michigan National Championship, a Lions playoff game, and the Red Wings starting to get back on track. And that's where we're going to kind of start. So that's kind of out of the way, and we're moving on to bigger things. Ever since the 9 out of 11 losing streak, the Wings did lose the next two, Jersey and Minnesota, but have won 4 out of the last 6, beating the Predators, beating San Jose, a California sweep, beating Los Angeles, beating Anaheim, losing to Edmonton 3-2, of course, but things seeming to get back on track for the Red Wings. 45 points, 5 points out of third place in the division, but I believe only 2 points out of the wild card as we speak. So, it seems as if the Wings are getting back to the schneid. Who knows exactly? But that tells you in an 82-game season, you can't lose hope after losing 3 or 4 games. 9 out of 11 is not good. You can always get back to it. Think about the Dodgers a few years ago. I believe it was 2018. They went on an 11-game winning streak and an 11-game losing streak in the 162-game season. And they still easily won the National League West. Now, of course, the Red Wings are nowhere near where the Dodgers were at that time. But what I'm telling you is, for hockey fans out there, let's not overreact to a lengthier losing streak or a lengthier winning streak. It happens in a long season. As your top 5 stat getters, DeBrincat is 38 with 17 goals, 21 assists. Larkin second with 34, 14 and 20. Raymond at 33 with 11 and 22. Gostomir 28 with 7 and 21. And Daniel Sprong in 5th and 26. With 10 and 16, your top 5 guys there. The Kings at home coming up tomorrow night. Another game that Detroit really should win. And after that, the schedule does get pretty tough. Toronto, a team that you're chasing in Toronto. A team you're chasing for the 3rd spot. Florida, we talked with Jess before on how strong they are. They've won 9 straight as of this podcast. At Carolina, that's never easy. Tampa Bay after that, we know about Tampa. Dallas has been a hot and cold, streaky team. So, it still won't be easy for the Red Wings. But they seem to be getting back on the snuff. As for Michigan basketball, we'll be quick about them. They're about in the same category as the Detroit Pistons, where I just seem to not have anything to say because there isn't anything to be said. I thought about this last night, actually, with the Michigan Wolverines basketball team. They're a good scoring team, but they can't play defense. They're exciting to watch, yet they can't win. Juwan Howard is their head coach, yet Phil Martelli is coaching them. I know why that is at the start of the year, but why is that still happening? Yes, I understand the Palestra and the awe and, you know, storylines that go with it. I get that. But besides that, This team is 6-11 and with nothing to play for at this point. They're kind of a stinky team, but they're fun to watch. They're not all that good at all. They don't have much of defense, yet they stay in games. It's such an oxymoron with this team. Doug McDaniel is suspended, but yet he still plays at home. Just another one of the isms and weirdness of this team. They actually didn't score 70 last night and still lost to Maryland. It's just one of those things where it's like, ugh. That's kind of how I describe this team. Ugh. Anyway, moving to a team that's not ugh. The Detroit Lions. And I know I haven't talked a lot. It's funny that the first home playoff game in 30 years has become a little bit of an afterthought. And that's because of the Michigan National Championship. Now, I know Michigan State fans out there are thinking differently. And do note that if you are a supporter of the green and white or the scarlet and gray, do understand that I have not bashed you at all during this past week or so. Because as a Michigan fan, this is a time to celebrate Michigan. Not to bash Michigan State for not winning it. Not to bash Ohio State for not winning it. This is a time to celebrate the Michigan Wolverines for winning it. The bashing can come later. But right now is the time for Michigan to enjoy their own national championship. And that's what's kind of taken away a little bit, not necessarily from the actual game in itself, but a lot of the pregame talk and pregame conversations. In fact, my buddy Alex DeWitt that I usually have on this show, we both were celebrating the national championship, and things just got a little too busy this time. In fact, this snowstorm that's coming is probably going to prevent me from going down to Detroit to see the sights of this game. And it sucks. Let me tell you, it sucks. But unfortunately, that's what happens with life. I've had to endure it times before, where situations that I want to happen can't happen, whether it's for personal situations, for weather situations, for work situations. This is the fact of the matter for me for this. Unless the weather drastically changes, I will still be at home for this champion, for this wild card weekend. I'd also like to thank Eric Yang as well for coming on for the national championship preview. Kalen DeBoer apparently is going to get hired as the Alabama head coach. So tough times are probably coming at Washington, unfortunately. But nonetheless, back to the Lions preview. Looking at the injury report, this was as of Thursday, because Friday's injury report was not up yet. Teddy Bridgewater, Jerry Jacobs, Sam Laporta, and Khalif Raymond all did not practice. James Mitchell left practice. Brian Branch, John Kaminsky, Taylor Decker, Graham Glasgow, James Houston, Frank Ragnow, Cam Sutton, Jameson Williams, and Brock Wright were all full practices. The Rams injury report, a little bit shorter than that. Joe Noteboom, Jordan Fuller, Troy Reader all did not practice. Rob Havenstein, full practice. Kevin Dotson and Tyler Higbee left practice. So, obviously Detroit is a lot more on their injury report than the Rams. But here's the kind of overwhelming factor. Yes, we all know, and if you didn't know, then you must be under a rock. Matthew Stafford is coming back to Detroit to face his former team. In fact, we all saw probably the advertisement about Jeff Glover wanting to trade Stafford jerseys for different jerseys, but there was a slight problem with it. And I think he did it with good intent, but unfortunately, when you're giving away authentic jerseys, you have to make sure said jerseys are authentic. And that's what Jeff Glover failed to do. What did he do? Most likely, and of course, if he wants to say whatever he wants to say, it's fine. He probably bought jerseys off some random foreign website that I've done it before. I've done it before. Buy jerseys off a foreign website for dirt cheap, and they're not authentic. In fact, unfortunately, my mother bought me a Stafford jersey herself for Christmas a few years ago and off a foreign website, and it was a Stafford number 4 jersey. Yes, I have a Matthew Stafford number 4 jersey. Not number 9. Number 4. Because whoever did it out in the foreign lands, and I'm not going to discriminate because I don't want to get into that those type of issues here on this show, so I'll just say foreign. Whoever it was that made that jersey screwed up badly. And now I have a relic that is probably worth everything and nothing at the same time. But besides the point. Lions, Rams, let's break this down like we usually do with these NFL games. Detroit, as it stands at just about 3 p.m. on Friday, is a 53.9% favorite to the Rams 46.1. Comparing numbers, Goff has the edge, 4,575 yards, 30 touchdowns, versus Stafford's 3,965 yards and 24 touchdowns. Kyron Williams has the advantage in the running back position, 1,144 yards versus Montgomery's 1,015. But then again, remember, Montgomery and Gibbs are split. Puka Nacua, 1,486 yards, 105 catches, the most as of a rookie ever. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 1,515 yards and 10 touchdowns. The Lions are a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 51.5. Detroit was very fortunate to get this home playoff game for the first time in 30 years. And Detroit is going to be rocking, let me tell you. But once again, it will be very unfortunate that I will not be able to attend the game unless something crazy happens. But you never know. That's why I do this show. For the crazy. Keys to the game on this one. Detroit's got to play Detroit football. Pretty simple. Pretty bland. But that's the key. Detroit cannot play Rams football. They have to play Detroit football. And what is Detroit football this year? It's running it up the gut. Running it to the outside once the when the line is caved in. The occasional passes to Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta if he plays. And getting turnovers on defense, because the defense has been more built to get the turnover rather than get the stop. Seeing the Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn get interviews for a few different teams sort of baffles me a bit. Not necessarily for Johnson, but for Glenn. Because, again, this defense has been more set up to get the turnover rather than get the stop. And traditional defenses need to get the stop first. That's what Detroit needs to focus on big time for this game. Get the stop. If they can get the third down stop, keep Stafford, Williams, and Nacua and Kupp off the field, they're going to be fine. Yes, you have Aaron Donald, and we know just about everything about Aaron Donald, what he has done on the defensive side of the ball. Again, the Lions drafted Ebron over him. I defend that pick again over Odell Beckham Jr., and it's because of the injury that Odell Beckham Jr. had. But I do not defend that Ebron pick over Aaron Donald, and it's because Aaron Donald would be in Detroit right now. If Detroit drafted better years ago. But that was years ago. This is now. And the now tells me Detroit is going to ride this wave and get their first playoff win since 1991. My final score predictions, if you ask me that, I would say Detroit 31, Rams 20. I think that it will be a little bit higher scoring game. The over-under is about right, 51.5, I believe I said earlier on the show. And it should be fun. I mean, we haven't seen a playoff game at home in 30 years. In my lifetime or a lot of people's lifetime listening to the show. We haven't seen that home playoff game. We're finally getting it. And that is a huge accomplishment for this Detroit Lions team, is to finally win the NFC North for the first time in Detroit's existence in that division. That was huge. Now it's getting that playoff win. And I had my superstition last year that even had we snuck into the playoffs, same old Lions fans would still have not been happy. And it would have been because Detroit would have gotten blown out by San Francisco. Let's face it. That team would have gotten blown out by San Francisco. And the same old Lions fans would have had a field day with it. Now, if Detroit loses this game, prepare for the same thing to happen. But what's different about this game versus a game last year is that there are some sort of expectations to win this game. Some sort of expectations. Not full expectations. Because this city is still in the we're happy to be here mode. But we also want to get one. And let's hope that that comes sooner rather than later. So with that all said, I hope that we get to talk about another playoff game next week. Because the focus right now is on the NFL postseason. And hopefully, Detroit will get a shot at either that Divisional Sunday and Championship Sunday, or the ultimate prize in Las Vegas. Enjoy Sunday night, and let's talk next week.